I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, March 3rd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. President Biden announced on Tuesday that there will be enough COVID-19 vaccines for every American adult by the end of May. The new timeline speeds up the previous target date that was set for the end of July. With Merck manufacturing more of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, production will be sped up. However, Biden did say that it will still be a significant amount of time before things go back to normal. He clarified that it may take much longer than 3 months to finish inoculating all Americans due to issues with vaccine distribution. Biden said there's, quote, light at the end of the tunnel, but we cannot let our guard down now. For some reason, Texas Governor Greg Abbott thought it would be a good idea to end the state's mask mandate and push all businesses to fully reopen. As the second largest state in the U.S., Texas may be the first domino in a series of reopenings that go against the advice of public health experts. The dynamic in Texas is truly complex, given the massive toll imposed by a February winter storm that left millions of Texans without power, food, and water for weeks. All of this compounded together just showcases negligent leadership. Shortly after Abbott's announcement of Texas going maskless and fully reopening for business, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a fellow Republican, announced that his state would follow suit. This is not the kind of doctor I would want. Ronny Jackson, the ex-White House doctor who looked after Barack Obama and Donald Trump, has been accused of drinking on the job and sexually harassing staff. Reportedly, a Department of Defense investigation claims that Jackson made, quote, sexual and denigrating comments about female subordinates and drank alcohol to the point where his colleagues doubted his ability to provide care to the president. The report details one incident when Jackson, who's drunk, allegedly knocked on a female subordinate's hotel room door and urged for her to join him in his room. Jackson told CNN that the report resurrected old and politically motivated allegations against him because he would not, quote, turn his back on Donald Trump. He was elected to the House of Representatives in November 2020. Former President Trump's administration reportedly referred over 300 leaks of classified information for criminal investigation. In 2017 alone, Trump's administration reportedly asked the Department of Justice to investigate 120 leaks, an increase of 400% from the year before. Barack Obama's administration prosecuted more leakers than all others combined since World War I, but Trump's White House and Department of Justice still went after more. By the end of Trump's administration, and as a result of its referrals and following investigations, however, only 8 people had been prosecuted for leaking. Well, that was a waste of time. Fox News officially announced Tuesday that it has hired ex-Trump spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany as a contributor. Lovely. The recruitment just adds another known liar to their newsroom roster. In recent months, several journalists have lost their jobs in favor of right-wing opinion programming and content geared towards keeping a diehard MAGA audience happy. One Fox News insider told the Daily Beast, "It was disgusting that hardworking journalists who cared about facts had lost their jobs only for minions, quote, whose incessant lies from the White House helped incite an insurrection on our democracy that got 5 people killed." Meghan Markle has denied accusations of bullying her former Buckingham Palace staff and of conducting a, quote, calculated smear campaign. Royal aides have said that Meghan was the subject of an official bullying complaint made in October 2018 by Meghan and Harry's former communications secretary. Meghan was accused of reducing staff to tears on several occasions. In a statement, Harry and Meghan said it's no coincidence that the accusations were made just days before they're due to talk to Oprah for a tell-all. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.